It is Friday, October 25th, 2013, and joining me in Studio 123 is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hey.
Hi.
How's the fundraiser going?
Well, it's going. It's just day two, so, okay. You know, we've still got a ways to go.
I thought you looked awfully good, so, yeah. You know. So I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm addicted to ghost shows on TV.
You know, I did know that.
And I would love to be a paranormal investigator.
Mm-hmm. I think I knew this too.
And I truly believe that those things that go bump in the night might be Uncle Ben and Aunt Maddie. On the other hand, I'm terrified of cat scares, things that go boo. Mm-hmm. So
it's a good time of year for you then.
It is, mm-hmm. Except that there's lots of scary haunted houses, and we're not going to talk about those today. We're going to pick and choose from the 150 or more inches of Halloween events we've had. And we're going to pick the ones that are really ghostly.
Okay.
The Eureka Springs Cemetery Tours. Mm-hmm. Living history tours that feature live actors in period costumes. And this year they're focusing on the 1930s and 1940s of Eureka Springs and the music of that period. And that's 5:30 to 8 today and tomorrow at the Eureka Springs Municipal Cemetery. And tickets are $5 to $10.
So they're portraying people that are buried in those cemeteries.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Or maybe they're not. The Fort Smith Murder and Mayhem Trolley Tour. The trolley goes through the Belgrove Historic District, and you get what they say are gruesome historic facts and eerie local legends. And that is 6 o'clock today, tomorrow, and Halloween night at the Fort Smith Museum of History. And that is $25. Historic Rogers Ghost Walks. A night of murder, mayhem, and mystery. There's a lot of scary stuff in this.
There's a theme here.
Costumed characters from the past will present their versions of interesting true incidents. 7 and 8 o'clock today and tomorrow at the Rogers Historical Museum. That's $5. There's a paranormal lamplight tour at the Clayton House in Fort Smith. 7 and 8:30 today and Wednesday. That's $10. And the illusionist and the medium. I know you've heard of Jean-Paul, the illusionist in Eureka Springs. And he's going to attempt to cut his beautiful assistant in half. That could get gory. 8 o'clock tomorrow and Saturday at the Intrigue Theater in Eureka Springs. Tickets are $25 to $30. And on Saturday, the Haunted Battlefield Tour at Prairie Grove. They'll be telling some ghost stories. That starts at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the amphitheater, and tickets are $2.
It'll be dark for that one.
Yeah. And on Halloween night, the Haunting on Cherry Street, historic downtown Rogers with lights and a full production of kid-friendly Halloween fun. And that is from 7 to 10 on Wednesday and Thursday, which Thursday's Halloween, of course, 7 to midnight on Friday and Saturday of next week, and 7 to 10 on next Sunday. So if you're running a little late, you're good.
Still stuff to do.
Also this weekend, Rogers by the Reel tonight, a celebration of the Rogers Historical Museum, 6 to 9 o'clock at Rogers Little Theater, and tickets are $75. Through These Eyes, a new play about self-image that's presented by Fayetteville High School actors under the direction of Mike Thomas, 7 o'clock today and tomorrow at Fayetteville High School Performing Arts Center. Translations. It's a play about language and culture.
Oh, this is the studio.
This is the studio series at University Theater in Fayetteville. That's 7:30 today through Sunday at the Nadine Baum Studios, and that's $5. And Peter Pan, presented by Trike Theater. 2 and 5 tomorrow and 2 and 5 Sunday at the Star Theater at Walton Arts Center, and tickets for that are $8 to $12.
All righty.
Go have a good time.
Lots of stuff to do. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.